Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs, we hear, "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day." Gracious God, we gather to fulfill our constitutional obligations this day, mindful that you lead us on the path of righteousness so that what we do and say are always to be a witness unto you. May our time here be fruitful and productive, and may we continue to enrich our collegiality and extend our friendship with one another. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator from Boone. I'm sorry, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lutemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
If we could get some order in the chamber or take our conversations to the side gallery so we can hear roll call. Senator from Dunklin is here. Senator from the 1st, Senator from the 20th, Senator from Jefferson, he is here. Senator from the 14th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business resolutions, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sending forward a resolution, and I would ask that it be read.
Please send forward your resolution, and Madam Secretary, please read it.
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Senator, would you care to explain the resolution and move for its adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just our duly convened resolution. We haven't answered any questions, and if not, I move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that Senate Resolution Number 1 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another resolution I'm sending forward, and I ask that it be read.
Madam Secretary, please read this resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 101st General Assembly, second regular session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 101st General Assembly.
Senator from Boone, would you care to explain the resolution and move for its adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. This just establishes the rules from regular session for our veto session. Be happy to answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion and move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that Senate Resolution Number 2 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
President, for the benefit of the body, Matt McCabe from KOMU 8 has been granted access to take video in the chamber today. Mr. President, would you inquire from the secretary if their message is from the governor? If so, I ask the reading be waived and that the messages be printed in the journal.
There are messages. We could keep the conversations in the gallery to a minimum so we can hear. There are messages from the governor. The reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, the Majority Caucus will meet at 1 p.m. Upon our adjournment today in the Senate lounge. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
To raise a point of order.
State your point of order.
Mr. President, according to Article 3, Section 32, every bill presented to the governor and returned with his objections shall stand as reconsidered in the House to which it is returned. I believe there were some 10 bills that were vetoed in whole or in part, not all from this chamber, however, but some were. Satisfying part of 32, Section 32, we have done, but since we are here on the first Wednesday after the second Monday. In addition, the Article 3, Section 32 continues to read, the objections of the governor shall be entered upon the journal, and the House shall proceed to consider the question pending, which shall be in this form, shall the bill pass, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. So it appears that there must be a vote, because the vote upon this question shall be taken by yeas and nays, and if two-thirds of the elected members of the House vote in the affirmative, the presiding officer of that House shall certify the fact on the roll, attesting the same by his signature. Mr. President, last September 17, I believe that we talked about this particular subject for, I think, probably a better part of 5 hours. And I know that the 10 bills that were vetoed in whole or in part likely are not controversial enough to require an override motion here. In fact, there was one that had some language that I thought needed to pass, but I agree with the governor's veto because it was an unconstitutional bill. I would hope that the governor would continue acting on that authority with the knowledge that if a bill contains more than one subject that's not related to the original purpose, that it should be vetoed. So I won't vote to override it, but according to the Constitution, it does require a vote. I was thinking about sometimes I've approached a stop sign, and if we can imagine ourselves in a vehicle approaching whether it be a two-way stop or a four-way stop, and we can see out of our periphery and our vision in front of us and also behind that there are no cars, no pedestrians, so there are no encumbrances, so why stop? We might slow down just a little bit, but we continue going on through. We stop because it's the law. Now, Mr. President, I believe that if we look at Article 3, Section 32, these 10 bills should be brought before the body so that we can cast a vote, yay or nay, according to the constitutional reading. This is the law that we abide by. And so I would hope that we would not let tradition or even Senate rules go before the law of the state of Missouri. And with that, Mr. President, I would hope that the President pro tem would rule in favor of this point of order.
Your point of order will refer to the President pro tem. Does any senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the point of order.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think my good friend, the senator from Lawrence, has this right. We had this debate last veto session, and it comes down to this, whether you believe a, quote, Senate tradition can trump the Constitution of the state of Missouri. So I would ask that the point of order be well taken.
Further discussion on the point of order. Senator from Lawrence.
I have been advised that we're not adjourning veto session at this time. And so if that's the case, I will withdraw my point of order and be ready to take it up at the next opportunity.
Thank you, Senator. Your point of order will be sent back. Further announcements? Order of Business's announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned in veto session until Tuesday, September 20th at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned in veto session until Tuesday, September 20th at 10 a.m.